While we are in the midst of early voting and the primary election isn't until next week, a new exclusive poll just dropped from Sacred Heart University this week revealing where Connecticut voters stand in the race for governor. Just a couple of key points here. The survey showing Governor Ned Lamont with a sizable lead over Republican challenger Ryan Fazio, while Lamont also leads Democratic challenger Josh Elliott in a potential primary matchup, which again is happening next week. To talk more about the key takeaways of this poll, we welcome back to the show from Sacred Heart University political professor Dr. Gary Rose. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I love chatting with you, too. First of all, for people who don't know, how long has Sacred Heart been doing these types of polls?
Well, you know, for years we used to do them with some regularity, and then we suspended them for a while, and they went into a kind of a different focus involving sustainability. And then we got off. We still might do sustainability polls, you know, on and off. But looks like we're getting back in the action now concerning politics, which I'm happy about, of course.
Yes.
And so, we're doing polling again on the governor's race, and I believe we have this is the first of three polls that we will be doing this summer.
Interesting.
Not this summer, but this, you know, now in this fall, I should say.
Yeah, until we get to the election in November. Yeah. What I want to say I am fascinated about with this, Gary, is whenever you hear about polls happening, and again, not to call out another institution, but I think sometimes people are surprised when we say Sacred Heart and they're like, you mean Quinnipiac? You hear a lot about Quinnipiac's polls. So I think it's really fascinating that Sacred Heart does one as well. How many people are used in these polls on average?
Yeah, sure. Normally around 1,000 people. The Quinnipiac poll, the national poll that came out a while back, just had slightly under 1,000. And the Sacred Heart poll had 1,000 respondents, which is a good number, a good hefty number. And it's a good representative sample as well, because I reviewed the methodology. And we have a good mix here of Democrats and Republicans and unaffiliated voters, and which of course is key. You really don't need a lot of people to really make a generalization about where the electorate stands, as long as your sample is representative and methodologically sound. You're in good shape to extrapolate from it.
Let's go to the key takeaways. And again, we have Dr. Gary Rose here of Sacred Heart University, political professor. And SHU actually just released an exclusive poll this week, kind of seeing where Connecticut lies when it comes to the governor's race. What are some key takeaways, maybe some numbers we could share?
Yeah, well, you know, the governor is in a very strong position, according to this poll, against his challenger, Josh Elliott, the state representative from Hamden, who is running a very aggressive campaign against the governor to try to get the nomination. Josh, of course, is a very progressive Democrat, a somewhat neo-socialist, if you will. I don't think he really is completely aligned with the far left of the party, but he is a left-wing Democrat, that's for sure. And he is he's been attacking the governor's record, suggesting that he has been favoring the rich and the billionaire class. And so much of what Josh is doing is what we call class warfare. He's trying to really antagonize one class against another class of people within the party. And so he is, however, he's not doing that well, according to our poll. If I recall correctly, he's about 36 points behind the governor. And the governor has, in this last poll, really has shown that he's in a commanding position. He's well over 50% of the votes among Democratic identifiers. And so while Elliott has been running a very aggressive poll, I would say that the most recent poll shows, though, that he's not really making great strides in terms of upstaging the governor. Now, and in terms of the general election, the poll also shows the governor in a very strong position against the Republican challenger,
Ryan Fazio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm curious about that, though, Gary. Do you think it's because people are focused so much on the primary right now, or do you think that is the general thought of Connecticut residents? Because what I found probably most fascinating was that 71% of voters said their quality of life in Connecticut is good or very good. Now, what I find fascinating about that is that's basically Ryan Fazio's platform, is that it's not great quality of life in Connecticut. We don't have the best unemployment numbers. We have high electric bills. Everything costs a lot of money. And a lot of the reason is because the politics up in Hartford focus so much on the national kind of the national storyline that we don't focus on what's best for Connecticut residents a lot. And if there is any kind of chance for bipartisan representation in laws to be passed, it doesn't really happen. And so we've become so ridiculously unaffordable. People can't get jobs in the towns they want to live in. The housing crisis continues to be a huge issue. I could go on and on. But this poll says overwhelmingly the voters are like, no, actually, we feel okay about living here. And so, like, let's just kind of keep things at status quo with Lamont. That was surprising to me because that's basically what Ryan Fazio is running on.
Yeah, I know. And as far as Fazio goes, let me say, first of all, that, you know, he's been somewhat under the radar for quite a while, you know, when Aaron Stewart dropped out, then, of course, he received the nomination. And he's just now really getting to introduce himself to voters. And all of the energy has been within the Democratic primary, all the ads, all the commentary and so forth. So Fazio has been sort of under the radar, but he's just getting to be known. And yes, he is talking about taxes, and he's suggesting that there are issues that need to be resolved, and there are. But you know what? You're absolutely right, Melissa. This poll showed that the Connecticut electorate is, for the most part, pretty content right now, which is interesting. And I know the question. There's a question within the poll that said, that asked, do you want to kind of keep going the way things are going, and the respondents in this poll said, yeah, things look pretty good right now. And so that's really going to be tough for not only, of course, Elliott, but also Fazio to make the case that the governor has failed in his duties. And so things are moving fairly well, according to a lot of the voters. And that certainly is an indication of things to come, I would say. I would never predict the outcome of either a primary or a general election, but I would say that the atmosphere right now within Connecticut is conducive to incumbency.
We're chatting with Dr. Gary Rose of Sacred Heart University, and Shu actually just put a poll out. I should say the results of a poll. It's one of three that are going to be going on now through till we get to the general election, it sounds like. And it's really focused on the governor's race here. And where does Lamont kind of lie, not just in the primary, but even the general election? Let's talk about the primary, though, Gary, and looking at some of these key takeaways. I'm wondering if Josh Elliott is, whether he loses this. Well, obviously, if he loses this, that's probably the better question. The primary election. Does he use this for a bigger platform? I'm not talking about running as an independent, because both candidates have said that they're not going to do that. Does he use this to go to Washington?
Well, yeah. If he loses, I don't believe we've seen the last of Josh Elliott. I mean, he's still running as a state representative. It's interesting. He's running for two positions right now, and one of which is publicly funded. He's running for governor, and he's also a candidate for state rep. And so if he loses this primary, he's going to be, given the nature of his district in Hamden, he will be a state representative again. He's, for all intents and purposes, it's a safe seat that he has. And you're right. I agree with you, Melissa. We will not have heard the last of him. This is a very ambitious individual who has some real aspirations for, you know, statewide office. And so I wouldn't at all be surprised to see, Josh Elliott running for a higher office, beyond beyond this primary.
And well, because so, you saw, like, Ryan Fazio was in, right? I mean, it's interesting because Ryan Fazio said he is not going to run for re-election. Like, he's putting all his eggs into the governor's basket, and it's like either governor or bust. So it's interesting that Josh Elliott is not.
Yeah, I think we have very different candidates there and different ideals and different motivations. And so, yeah, Ryan, I think, is saying, you know, this is it for me. Of course, I'm not sure we've seen the last of him either if he loses the election. I know when people say they're not going to run again, you know, that's, you got to take that with a grain of salt, because, you know, Ryan is a very talented individual. I know who he is. I've met him. And I wouldn't be at all be surprised if, even though he loses this election, that I think we may not have seen the end of his, you know, his political ambitions and his career objectives. And so these are political people. They love politics, both of them. And should they come out, you know, on the losing end of, in this campaign, I wouldn't at all write them off as history. They could definitely be in the mix again.
So again, you know, Dr. Gary Rose is here, political professor at Sacred Heart University. When I was looking at some of the key takeaways, just kind of breaking down the numbers, while there were a lot of people who feel like their quality of life in Connecticut is good or is just fine, you know, they don't have an issue with it. Overwhelmingly, more than 71% of the voters felt that way. When you look at some of these breakdowns, it says 76% of voters say their energy costs have increased over the past year. 64% say energy costs will be one of the most important issues for their vote for governor. 71% saying housing costs have increased over the past year. And so there's a disconnect there, right, Gary? But then when you look a little bit more into the details, this is it. This is where it is, I think. 18 to 34 year olds are the most likely to favor keeping many current policies while making changes, while registered voters 65 plus are the most likely to favor continuing the state's current direction. If we saw anything in just the presidential election, it's that younger generation of voters, I think, that could tip the scales, but maybe not in Connecticut. I want to get your take on that.
Well, they might, although we do know that there is a significant age difference in terms of voter turnout. Older voters do vote at much higher rates compared to younger voters in that age group that you just referenced. And yeah, I know there's been an awful lot of talk about Gen Z and how younger voters are possibly going to shape the future of our politics. But the problem with that is many of them maybe do have opinions on issues, but when it comes time to get registered as voters or to show up, they're not there. And so I know that Elliott is drawing most of his support from young voters, and many of whom, you know, are in favor of change and even some, you know, very progressive measures that he's promoting. But the question is, will they be there? You know, and we were already doing primary, we're already doing early voting. It started yesterday. But, you know, I'm hesitant to say that there's going to be a mass amount of turnout among young voters, because normally they have very low records of participation in not just the general election, but very much so in primary elections.
Mm. My last question for you, Gary, is we live in a very unique state where it's kind of purple. It's shifted a little bit more to blue, I would say, based on the national storyline. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of undecided voters. Do you see them kind of coming out of the woodworks during the governor's election and surprising people at the polls, or not so much?
Great question. That's a great question. Yeah, there are a lot of undecided voters. And you often hear that undecided voters break for the challenger, which is interesting. And if that's the case, then perhaps we will have some undecided voters breaking for Elliott if, in fact, that pattern continues. However, he is so far behind the governor in this poll that even if he gets the support of every undecided voter, that still may not be enough to upstage the governor on that. So
what about in the general? With Fazio and if it's Lamont or Elliott, whoever it may be, do you see undecided shifting things to really, especially Democratic leadership to Republican? I think that would be the most shocking for Connecticut.
Yeah. Then I think we are talking about a different picture on that, because you're going to have not just undecided voters, but you're going to have a large swath of unaffiliated voters participating in the general election. And many of them might be undecided, but even then, we know that unaffiliated voters and undecided voters in Connecticut, at least, a lot of them do vote Democrat, and so. And while they might go with Fazio and increase his numbers, I think that would take really an awful, massive movement in order to help Brian.
Dr. Gary Rose, always appreciate you. Thank you for breaking down this most recent poll. We'll see what the next one shows, especially as we get closer to the general election.